Blame for the BP oil spill spreads to Halliburton.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Halliburton is defending itself against allegations emerging from a White House panel investigating the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. The oil contractor continues to insist that it was the design of the oil well and not its cement that caused the disaster. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now on the latest on the biggest offshore oil spill in U.S. history. And it looks like we don't have that spot from Marketplace's Stephen Beard. We'll head on to our next story and we'll come back to it. To the taxpayer-owned automaker General Motors now. The company is expected to go public next month as it tries to raise money to repay its government bailout. And ahead of the IPO, GM is trying to spruce itself up for investors. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is covering this story for us this morning, and she joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Nancy, what's GM doing to make itself more attractive to investors?
Well, it's slimming down, Jeremy. GM says it's going to buy back about $2 billion worth of stock owned by the U.S. government. It's going to contribute at least $6 billion to its pension plans, and it's going to put some money into its health care fund for retired workers. As I said, GM's slimming down, cutting back on debt to impress investors.
And of course, Nancy, GM still owes us taxpayers a lot of money. Is it making any progress on paying that debt off?
Well, yeah, the U.S. government still owns about a 61% stake in GM. Hmm. You remember it, or maybe I should say we, acquired that stake after spending about $49 billion to bail out the car maker during the financial crisis. I talked to Michelle Krebs of Edmunds.com about whether taxpayers, whether we will get our money back. She says GM will repay it eventually, but even after that, there could be ongoing damage to its reputation.
GM has thought that maybe having government ownership has hurt its sales, and I don't know if it'll ever be clear to the American public that now that it has paid that back. We'll see how that'll be an interesting challenge in terms of will there be a lingering effect of that.
And Jeremy, Krebs says GM is trying to fight that perception by focusing on quality. She says GM's newest models are built well and they're selling well.
All right, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
And let's check global markets. European markets are lower at this hour. Investors around the world are waiting for the U.S. government to tell us how fast the economy grew in the third quarter. That information is coming out later this morning. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 12 points to close at 11,113.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday.
As we said earlier, Halliburton is defending itself against allegations emerging from a White House panel investigating the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
In a statement, Halliburton denies responsibility for the spill. The company was defending itself after evidence emerged concerning the cement it used on the wellhead. The U.S. panel's chief investigator claimed that Halliburton was aware the cement mix was unstable. This could be critical. Nick McGregor, oil analyst with broker Redmayne Bentley, says it could lighten BP's burden of responsibility.
Well, this is the first independent confirmation we've had of BP's view that some of the contractors involved shared liability for the chain of events that led up to the blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. And financially, this may well mean that they are now able to involve those parties in paying the bill for all of this.
But the panel's evidence does not absolve BP. The chief investigator claims the British company was also aware of the instability of the cement mix. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is being put together right now, and there's word that consumers will eventually be able to go online to blow the whistle when they encounter problems with things like mortgages and payday loans. Marketplace's special correspondent David Brancaccio has this report from our Economy 4.0 series.
The new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, ordered up by the financial reform law, is still under construction. What we now know is that online technology is going to be a big part of the strategy so that information percolates up from the real world. Elizabeth Warren is the Harvard professor who's building the agency.
People can tell us their experiences. We can aggregate that information into usable data and begin to analyze where problems are emerging, where the hotspots are.
Some call it crowdsourcing, using internet tools so that consumers can serve as sentries in the field.
Let's also talk about crowdsourcing solutions. When people decide that there's a problem and they want to identify a lender whom they believe has misbehaved or a particular new trick that has emerged, it's not only about telling the agency, it's about telling each other.
You will have to establish trust, though, with real people out there on Main Street. You are the government, after all.
Yes, and one has to be careful in the handling of any data. We always have to pause to remember, it can be a great deal of useful information without finding out people's social security numbers or knowing exactly how much money was in their latest paycheck.
Tim Duncan of Business Leaders for Financial Reform wants to see the new bureau push for online access to credit card or mortgage agreements in case there's a dispute.
You know, it's just a great opportunity for somebody to be able to have in one place, hopefully a couple clicks away, access to every agreement they have and what their obligations are so they can understand it fully when they need to.
Duncan says he once found himself rooting through old file boxes looking for his documents when he went to pay off his mortgage, and his lender erroneously, if not fraudulently, tried to hit him with a fee. In Washington, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And you can check out our Midday Update podcast. It's at marketplace.org. Have a great Halloween. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
During the November sweeps, television writers lay it all on the line. They write episodes that change everything. Not the kind of pressure people miss, right?
It does, however, make me fondly reminisce about my time in the trenches. And by fondly reminisce, I mean wake up in the middle of the night screaming.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, it ain't easy writing for TV. The story next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.